and Stephen Agnew from the Greens. Is devolution bad for your health?
I think there's certainly been failings, and I think one of the failings that's been emphasised again tonight is when people voted for devolution, they voted for power sharing. That also comes with shared responsibility, and what we're seeing here is people who are in government, or at least attached to parties who are in government, saying it's somebody else's fault. If we're going to have a government in Northern Ireland that needs to take responsibility for itself and not constantly bicker amongst itself, and I think that's what the people want to see, because the point has been made...
In a mandatory coalition, parties are going to disagree, are they not?
Parties can disagree,
you
that's fine,
and
why that's why we have the debating chamber, but what we don't need is point scoring for the sake of it. And we have had that. We've had people saying, you're doing this, but not providing alternatives, constantly blaming without providing alternatives. So, yes, if you're going to disagree, disagree, but offer a better option. But if I can just say that, health isn't a silo. We need to look at how we plan our communities to improve health. Sport was mentioned. If we get our young people more active, then we can improve health. It isn't just the health department. We need to work well as an entire government.
Let me get into the audience straight away. Hiya.